Thanks for joining us, Dr. McFadden. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Let's begin, Dr. McFadden. It seems like we have for the past year with coronavirus. The cases have been falling across the state, including Madison County, and the cases are falling also at Eastern Kentucky University. With that being said, is there a concern that faculty, staff, and students will start to let their guard down, maybe not wear masks, maybe not keep their distance? And what measures are in place to prevent this sort of thing from happening?
Well, as you know, Mike, we had a very successful fall semester. Zero infections in our academic settings, zero infections attributed to university-structured activities. We're going to continue to practice what we know works here at EKU. We're leading the way in this, and the knowledge of what we've learned to protect our students, our faculty, and our staff through planning and people caring about one another, I think has really given us a track record to build on. We've had a strong start to the semester, barring our ice storm last week, which threw us a little bit of a curveball. But we're back at it today, and we're excited about the spring semester and wrapping things up in a strong way. You know, we continue to be focused on vaccination opportunities. We're confident that by the fall we'll find more normalcy as we see, vaccinations start to really be promulgated across the community, both for our faculty and staff, but hopefully for our students as well. And we really want our students, our faculty, our staff to enjoy the full complements of an Eastern experience, but do so in a safe way. So we're encouraged about the spring, looking very forward to the months ahead.
So, President McFadden, is it possible we could have an in-person fall semester 100%, or is it too early to tell?
I think that is exactly where we're going right now, Mike. We are planning for a fully in-person experience in the fall. And that is the direction we're working in. We'll continue to follow the science. We'll continue to work with our community partners, state and federal agencies. But we are working toward a full experience in the fall. We do anticipate that perhaps masking will be with us, but we'll be in a fully face-to-face environment.
Moving to legislative action in the General Assembly, there is a pension bill that has a lot of interest. Do you anticipate action on that bill in the next couple of weeks, potentially affecting higher education? And if so, would that affect current or future employees at EKU?
Yeah, House Bill 8 is a bill that has moved through the House of Representatives. It's currently in the Senate, and will be moving through the Senate, we assume. EKU is engaged with policymakers and talking about the impacts of House Bill 8 for our institution, along with other quasi-agencies within state government. There's a lot of thought around this issue. I will tell you that my decade of executive leadership in higher education has really been kind of co-mingled with a pension crisis in Kentucky, and we find ourselves here with another policy issue, really, that not only looks forward, but it looks back as well. And so the implications of House Bill 8 could have some very wide-ranging implications on Eastern Kentucky University, particularly from a contribution standpoint to the retirement system. I will tell you, there's nothing about pensions that's not complicated, and it requires a lot of time, a lot of due diligence of everyone involved to understand the unique situations of every organization that would be affected. And we're very hopeful that we'll continue to work with those policymakers through the balance of this session to continue to make tweaks and improvements to this piece of policy that hopefully puts everyone in a very favorable position. EKU is deeply invested in KERS. Our institution has been a member for the past 60-plus years. We've made those contributions on behalf of the institution, on behalf of the employee, and we want to make sure that those employees who have those vested benefits, that those benefits are going to be there available to them. However, the astronomical and exponential increases we're seeing in contributions definitely makes this a very challenging situation from a sustainability standpoint. I'm just not sure how far further we can go with these exponentially growing contribution rates.
We're talking with EKU President David McFadden on today's interview. And President McFadden, another bill that is generating interest, House Bill 158, that involves EKU and the regional Airport here. Can you tell us a little bit about that airport, knowing that we don't have a whole lot of time, but why is this important to EKU?
Sure, Mike. You know, as the state's only four-year flight program at a university or college in Kentucky, the Central Kentucky Regional Airport is truly critical to us as we see our flight program being one of the fastest-growing programs at EKU, with almost 300 flight students here at Eastern who are flying in and out of that airport. We have a very vested interest in the success of the Central Kentucky Regional Airport. We have great partners with the City of Richmond, the City of Berea, Madison County. We are already the fixed-based operator there, supporting the board, and so this seemed like the next logical step in that partnership to where we would fully become invested. We would have a seat at the table as appointing members to that board, and we will move forward together with our community partners to make sure that it is the best regional airport in Kentucky.
In about the 45 seconds we have left, Dr. McFadden, EKU announced it's moving to the ASUN Conference in Athletics. What prompted this move?
You know, really, Mike, as we have looked at the impact of COVID-19, it's made us all reflect on where we're at and where we want to go. And as we have looked at the things that we want to do as an institution, the places that we want to make sure that EKU's brand is positioned for success, the move to the ASUN really created some unique opportunities for us. We founded the OVC over 75 years ago when it was founded. The idea of being able to go and found a new FCS football league in conjunction with the ASUN was something that was very attractive to us. We are excited about the opportunity to work with the schools that are already in the ASUN. We're excited to continue to recruit and build what we would argue to be is the most competitive and the most capable FCS football conference in America, while also making sure that the rest of the 16 sports that we compete in are doing so at the highest level with an outstanding conference that is located throughout the Southeast.
President McFadden, we appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you next month to get an update on what's happening in our area.
All right. Thanks, Mike.